When I was a windy boy in the bit and the black bit of the chapel fold, beside the old ramrod dying of women, I tiptoed shy in the gooseberry wood, the rude owl cried like a telltale tit, I skipped in a blush as the big girls rolled, ninepin down on the donkey's common, and on seesaw Sunday nights I wooed whoever I would with my wicked eyes. The whole of the moon I could love and leave, all the green-leaved little weddings, wives, in the coal-black bush and let them grieve. When I was a gusty man and a half, and the black beast of the beetle's pews, sighed the old ramrod dying of bitches, not a boy and a bit in the whip-dipping moon and drunk as a new-dropped calf, I whistled all night in the twisted flues, midwives grew in the midnight ditches, and the sizzling beds of the town cried quick. Wherever I dove in a breast-high shoal, wherever I ramped in the clover quilt, whatsoever I did in the cold black night, I left my quivering print. When I was a man you could call a man, and the black cross of the holy house, sighed the old ramrod dying of welcome, brandy and ripe in my bright face prime, no spring-tailed Tom in the red-hot town, with every simmering woman his mouth, but a hillocky bull in the swelter of summer, come in his great good time to the sultry biding herds, I said. Oh, time enough when the blood creeps cold and I lie down but to sleep in bed for my sulking, skulking, coal-black soul. When I was a half of the man I was, and serve me right as the preachers warn, sighed the old ramrod dying of downfall. No flailing calf or cat in a flame or hickory bull in milky grass, but a black sheep with a crumpled horn. At last the soul from its foul mouth hole slunk pouting out when the limp time came. And I gave my soul a blind, slashed eye, gristle and rind and a roarer's life, and I shoved it into the coal-black sky to find a woman's soul for a wife. Now I am a man no more, no more, and a black reward for a roaring life, sighed the old ramrod, dying of strangers, tidy and cursed in my dove-cooed room, I lie down thin and hear the good bell's jaw. For, oh, my soul found a Sunday wife in the coal-black sky, and she bore angels, harpies around me out of her womb. Chastity prays for me, piety sings, innocence sweetens my last black breath, modesty hides my thighs in her wings, and all the deadly virtues plague my death. In the mustard seed sun, by full tilt river and switchback sea where the cormorants scud, in his house on stilts high among beaks and palavers of birds, this sand grain day in the bent bay's grave, he celebrates and spurns his driftwood 35th wind-turned age. Heron, fire and spear. Under and round him go flounders, gulls, on their cold, dying trail, doing what they are told. Curlews aloud in the congered waves work at their ways to death. And the rhymer in the long-tongued room who tolls his birthday bell toils towards the ambush of his wounds. Heron, steeple-stemmed, blessed. In the thistledown fall, he sings towards anguish. Finches fly in the claw tracks of hawks on a seizing sky. Small fishes glide through winds and shells of drowned ship tons to pastures of otters. He in his slumped, racking house and the hewn coils of his trade perceive herons walk in their shroud, the livelong river's robe of minnows wreathing around their prayer. And far at sea he knows who slaves to his crouched eternal end under a serpent cloud. Dolphins dive in their turn turtle dust, the rippled seals streak down to kill, and their own tide daubing blood slides good in the sleek mouth. In a cavernous swung wave silence wept white Angelus Nell. 35 bells sing struck on skull and scar where his loves lie wrecked, steered by the falling stars. And tomorrow weeps in a blind cage, terror will rage apart. The four chains break to a hammer flame, and love unbolts the dark. And freely he goes lost in the unknown, famous lights of great and fabulous. Dear God, dark is a way and light is a place. Heaven that never was, nor will be ever, is always true. And in that brambled void, plenty of blackberries in the woods, the dead grow for his joy. There he might wander there with the spirits of the Horseshoe Bay, or the stars, seashore dead, marrow of eagles, the roots of whales, and wishbones of wild geese, with blessed unborn God and his ghost, and every soul his priest, gulled and chanter in young heaven's fold, be at cloud quaking peace. But dark is a long way. He on the earth of the night alone, with all the living prays, who knows the rocketing wind will blow the bones out of the hills, and the tides boulders bleed, and the last rage shattered waters kick masts and fishes to the still quick stars, faithlessly unto him who is the light of old and air-shaped heaven where souls grow wild as horses in the foam. Oh, let me midlife mourn by the shrined and druid heron's vow. The voyage to ruin I must run, dawn ships clouted aground. Yet, though I cry with tumble-down tongue, count my blessings aloud. 4 elements and 5 senses, and man a spirit in love, tangling through this bun slime, to his nimbus bell-cool kingdom come, and the lost moonshine domes, and the sea that hides his secret selves deep in its black base bones, lulling of spheres in the seashell flesh, and this last blessing most, that the closer I move to death, one man through his thundered hulks, the louder the sun blooms, and the tusked ramshackling sea exults. And every wave of the way and gale I tackle, the whole world then with more triumphant faith than ever was since the world was said, spins its morning of praise. I hear the bouncing hills grow larks and greener at berry brown fall, and the dewlark sing taller this thunderclap spring, and how moss bend with angels rise the mantled fiery islands. Oh, holier than their eyes, and my shining men no more alone as I sail out to die. Should lanterns shine, the holy faith, caught in an octagon of unaccustomed light, would wither up, and any boy of love look twice before he fell from grace. The features in their private dark are formed of flesh, but let the false day come, and from her lips the faded pigments fall, the mummy cloths expose an ancient breast. I have been told to reason by the heart, but heart, like head, leads helplessly. I have been told to reason by the pulse, and when it quickens, alter the action's pace, till field and roof lie level and the same, so fast I move, defying time. The quiet gentleman whose beard wags in Egyptian wind. I have heard many years of telling, and many years should see some change. The ball I threw while playing in the park has not yet reached the ground. There was a savior rarer than radium, commoner than water, crueler than truth. Children kept from the sun, assembled at his tongue, to hear the golden note turn in a groove. Prisoners of wishes locked their eyes in the jails and studies of his keyless smile. The voice of children said from a lost wilderness, there was calm to be done in his safe unrest. When hindering man hurt, man, animal, or bird, we hid our fears in that murdering breath. Silence, silence to do when earth grew loud in lairs and asylums of the tremendous shout. There was glory to hear in the churches of his tears. Under his downy arm you sighed as he struck. Oh, you who could not cry unto the ground when a man died, put a tear for joy in the unearthly flood, and laid your cheek against a cloud-formed shell. Now in the dark there is only yourself and myself. Two proud black brothers cry, winterlocked side by side, to this inhospitable hollow year. Oh, we who could not stir one lean sigh when we heard greed on man beating near, and fire neighbor, but wailed and nested in the sky blue wall. Now break a giant tear for the little known fall, for the drooping of homes that did not nurse our bones, brave deaths of only ones but never found. Now see alone in us our own true stranger's dust rise through the doors of our unentered house. Exiled in us, we arouse the soft, unclenched, arm love that breaks all rocks. Never until the mankind's making, bird, beast, and flower, fathering and all-humbling darkness, tells with silence the last light breaking, and the still hour is come of the sea tumbling in harness, and I must enter again the round Zion of the water bead and the synagogue of the ear of corn, shall I let pray the shadow of a sound, or so my salt seed in the least valley of sackcloth to mourn the majesty and burning of the child's death. I shall not murder the mankind of her going with a grave truth, nor blaspheme down the stations of the breath with any further elegy of innocence and youth. Deep with the first dead lies London's daughter, robed in the long fringe, the grains beyond age, the dark veins of her mother, secret by the unmourning water of the riding Thames. After the first death, there is no other. Bellows not my bent, sighs broke through her straws, breaking my bandaged string. If the red tickle of the cattle calves still set to scratch a laughter from my lung, I would not fear the apple, nor the flood, nor the bad blood of spring. Shall it be male or female, say the cells, and drop the plum like fire from the flesh? If I were tickled by the hatching hair, the winging bone that sprouted in the heels, the itch of man upon the baby's thigh, I would not fear the gallows, nor the axe, nor the crossed sticks of war. Shall it be male or female, say the fingers, that chalk the walls with green girls and their men? I would not fear the muscling in of love, if I were tickled by the urchin hungers rehearsing heat upon a raw-edged nerve. I would not fear the devil in the loin, nor the outspoken grave. If I were tickled by the lover's rub that wipes away not crow's foot, nor the lock of sick-gold manhood on the fallen jaws, time and the crabs and the sweethearting crib would leave me cold as butter for the flies. The sea of scums could drown me as it broke dead on the sweetheart's toes. This world is half the devil's and my own, daft with a drug that's smoking in a girl and curling round the bud that forks her eye. An old man's shank, one marrowed with my bone, and all the herring smelling in the sea. I sit and watch the worm beneath my nail, wearing the quick away. And that's the rub, the only rub that tickles, the knobbly ache that swings along his sex, from damp love darkness and the nurse's twist, can never raise the midnight of a chuckle, nor when he finds the beauty in the breast of lover, mother's lover, or his sick feet in the rubbing dust. And what's the rub? Death's feather on the nerve? Your mouth, my love, the thistle in the kiss? My Jack of Christ, born thorny on the tree? The words of death are drier than his stiff. My wordy wounds are printed with your hair. I would be tickled by the rub that is man. B. be my metaphor. And death shall have no dominion. Dead men naked, they shall be one with the man in the wind and the wet moon. When their bones are picked clean and the clean bones gone, they shall have stars at elbow and foot. Though they go mad, they shall be sane. Though they sink through the sea, they shall rise again. Though lovers be lost, love shall not, and death shall have no dominion. And death shall have no dominion. Under the windings of the sea, they lying long shall not die windily, twisting on racks when sinews give way, strapped to a wheel, yet they shall not break. Face in their hands shall snap in two, and the unicorn evils run them through. Split all ends up, they shall crack, and death shall have no dominion. And death shall have no dominion. No more may gulls cry at their ears, or waves break loud on the seashore. Where blue a flower may flower no more, lift its head to the blows of the rain. Though they be mad and dead of nails, heads of the characters hammer through daces. Break in the sun till the sun breaks down, and death shall have no dominion. It is a winter's tale that the snow-blind twilight ferries over the lakes and floating fields from the farm in the cup of the vale. Gliding windless through the hand-folded flakes, the pale breath of cattle at the stealthy sail, and the stars falling cold, and the smell of hay and the snow, and the far owl warning among the folds, and the frozen hold flock to the sheep-white smoke of the farmhouse cowl, in the river wended vales, where the tale was told. Once when the world turned old, on a star of faith, pure as the drifting bread, as the food and flames of the snow, a man unrolled the scrolls of fire that burned in his heart and head. Torn and alone in a farmhouse, in a fold of fields. And burning then in his firelit island, ringed by the winged snow, and the dunghills white as wool, and the hen roost sleeping chill, till the flame of the cockcrow combs through the mantled yards, and the mourning men stumble up with their spades, the cattle stirring, the mouthing cat stepping shy, the puffed bird hopping and hunting, the milkmaids gentle in their clogs over the fallen sky, and all the woken farm at its white trades. He knelt, he wept, he prayed by the spit and the black pot in the log bright light, and the cup and the cupped bread in the dancing shade, in the muffled house, in the quick of night, at the point of love, forsaken and afraid. He knelt on the cold stones, he wept from the crest of grief, he prayed to the veiled sky, may his hunger go howling on bare white bones, past the statues of the stables and the sky roof styes, and the duck pond glass, and the blinding byres alone, into the home of prayers and fires, where he should prowl down the cloud of his snow-blind love, and rush in the white snare. His naked knees struck him howling and bowed, though no sound flowed down the hand-folded air, but only the wind-strung hunger of birds in the fields of the bread of water tossed in high corn and the harvest melting on their tongues. And his nameless need bound him burning and lost, when cold as snow he should run the winded vales among the rivers mouthed in night, and drown in the drifts of his need, and lie curled caught in the always desiring center of the white inhuman cradle, and the bride bed forever sought by the believer lost and the hurled outcast of light. Alone and naked in the engulfing bride, never to flourish in the fields of the white seed, or flower under the time-dying flesh astride. Listen. The minstrels sing in the departed villages. The nightingale, dust in the buried wood, flies on the grains of her wings and spells on the winds of the dead his winter's tale. The voice of the dust of water from the withered spring is telling. The wizened stream with bells and baying water bound. The dew rings on the gristed leaves and the long-gone glistening parish of snow. The carved mouths in the rock are wind-swept strings. Time sings through the intricately dead snowdrops. Listen. It was a hand or sound in the long ago land that glided the dark door wide. And there outside on the bread of the ground, a she-bird rose and raved like a burning bride. A she-bird dawned, and her breast with snow and scarlet downed. Look, and the dancers move on the departed snow-bushed green, wanton in moonlight of the dust of pigeons, exulting the grey-hooved horses, centaur dead, turn and tread the drenched white paddock in the farms of birds. The dead oak walks for love. The carved limbs in the rock leap as to trumpets. Calligraphy of the old leaves is dancing. Lines of age on a stone weave in a flock. And the harp-shaped voice of the water dust plucks in a fold of fields. For love, the long ago she-bird rises. Look. And the wild wings were raised above her folded head, and the soft feathered voice was flying through the house as though the she-bird praised, and all the elements of the slow fall rejoiced that a man knelt alone in the cup of the veil, in the mantle and calm by the spit and the black pot in the log bright light. And the sky of birds in the plumed voice charmed him up, and he ran like a wind after the kindling flight, past the blind barns and byres of the windless farm. In the pose of the year, when blackbird died like priest in the cloaked hedgerow, and over the cloth of counties, the far hills rode near. Under the one-leaved trees ran a scarecrow of snow, and fast through the drifts of the thicket antlered like deer, rags and prayers on the knee-deep hillock, and loud on the numb lips, all night lost and long, wading in the wake of the she-bird through the times and lands and tribes of the slow flake. Listen and look where she sails the goose-plucked sea, the sky, the bird, the bride, the cloud, the need, the planted stars, the joy beyond the fields of seed, and the time-dying flesh astride. The heavens, the heaven, the grave, the burning font. In the far-ago land, the door of his death glided wide, and the bird descended on a bread-white hill over the cupped farm, and the lakes and the floating fields and the river-wended vales, where he prayed to come to the last harm and the home of prayers and fires. The tale ended. The dancing perishes on the white no longer growing green, and minstrel dead, the singing breaks in the snow-shoed villages of wishes that once cut the figures of birds on the deep bread, and over the glazed lakes skated the shapes of fishes flying. The right is shorn of nightingale and centaur dead horse. The springs wither back. Lines of age sleep on the stones till trumpeting dawn. Exultation lies down. Time buries the spring weather that belled and bounded with the fossil and the dew reborn. For the bird lay bedded in a choir of wings as though she slept or died, and the wings glided wide, and he was hymned and wedded, and through the thighs of the engulfing bride, the woman-breasted and the heaven-headed bird, he was brought low, burning in the bride-bed of love, in the whirlpool at the wanting center, in the folds of paradise, in the spun bud of the world. And she rose with him, flowering in her melting snow.
The average painter, sculptor, poet, composer, playwright is a person who cannot leap through a hoop from the back of a galloping horse, make people laugh with a clown's mouth, orchestrate 20 lions. Me. Indeed. Him. But imagine a human being who balances three chairs, one on top of another, on a wire, 80 feet in air, with no net underneath, and then climbs into the top chair, sits down, and begins to swing. Me shudders. I'm glad I never saw that. Makes me dizzy just to think of it. Him. I never saw that either. me. Because nobody can do it. Him. Because I am that. But in another way, it's all I ever see. Me. What is him pacing up and down? This, I feel only one thing. I have only one conviction. It sits on three chairs in heaven. Sometimes I look at it with terror. It is such a perfect acrobat. The three chairs are three facts. It will quickly kick them out from under itself and will stand on air. And in that moment, because everyone will be disappointed, everyone will applaud. Meanwhile, some thousands of miles over everyone's head, over a billion empty faces, it rocks carefully and smilingly on three things, on three facts. On, I am an artist, I am a man, I am a failure. It rocks and it swings and it smiles and it does not collapse, tumble or die, because it pays no attention to anything except itself. I feel, I am aware, every minute, every instant, I watch this trick, I am this trick. I sway, selfish and smiling and careful, above all the people. And always I am repeating a simple and dark and little formula. Always myself mutters and re-mutters a trivial, colorless, microscopic idiom. I breathe and I swing and I whisper. An artist, a man, a failure must proceed. Me. This thing or person who is you, who does not pay any attention to anyone else, it will stand on air. Him, on air. Above the faces, lies, screams, suddenly, easily, alone. Me. How about the chairs? Him. The chairs will all fall by themselves down from the wire and be caught by anybody, by nobody, by somebody whom I don't see and who doesn't see me, perhaps by everybody. Me. Maybe yourself, you away up ever so high, will hear me applaud. Him, looking straight at her, smiles seriously. I shall see your eyes. I shall hear your heart move. Me. Because I shall not be disappointed like the others. Face, 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 hand, fin, claw, foot, hoof, to varich is to number of numberlessness, unsmiling, with dirt, dirt, dirty, dirtier with others' dirt, with dirt of themselves dirtiest, wait stand dirtily, never smile, shuffle, budge, dirty, pause, halt, smiling less. Some from nowhere, faces of nothing, others out of somewhere, something shaped hand. These new ignorance, hugest feet and believing, those were friendless, stooping in their death skin, all numberlessly, each otherish, face, 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 all of whom which move do not move, numberlessly toward the tomb, crypt, shrine, grave, the grave, toward the grave, all toward the grave of himself, of herself, all toward the grave of themselves, all toward the grave of self. Move with dirt, dirt, dirty, unmoving, move un, some from nowhere, moving, move, unmoving, each otherish. Face, our not there, face, face, our not her, face, 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 our not his, toward bloody near our life, who dear not, our sweetness, lain our hope, all hand, fin, claw, foot, hoof, to varishes, to number of numberlessness, unsmiling, all toward un, move unmove, all toward our, halt pause, all toward all, budge shuffle, all toward, toward, stand wait, ism-dish. The dark human all walked the un, toward and face, 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 past Arabian nights and disappearing numberlessness. Or may possibly there exist an invisible, a final face, move unmovingly, which after several forevers will arrive to hush, look upon its maker, Lenin. Пожалуйста, voice belonging to Comrade K, said to a most tough cop, fudging end of beginninglessness, before the tomb of tombs, stand unstanding. Voice continued, I, American correspondent. The toughest cop spun upon all and over smallest me, staring all one awful moment, salutes, and very gently shoves, let the skies snow dolphins, nothing shall confound us now, into smilelessly the entering beginning of endlessness, between these two exhausted pits, the bearded and a merely unshaven, now who emotionlessly displace themselves, obediently, and now we form a dumb knee sandwich, and now which moves? Three comrades move. Comrade before me, comrade I, comrade behind me, on and move and on, and always behind comrade behind me, numberlessness. At either side of the portal, rigidity. Armed soldier attentioning. Warm pause bowels, millionary of man, the unanimal putrescence, floods up from dark. Suffocatingly enveloped, three, now, moving past that attentioning twain, each and whose eyelids move, unmove, other facing rigidities, comrade. As when a man inhabits for stars and moons freely himself, breathing always round air, living deeply the color of darkness, and utterly enjoying the sound of the great sun, tasting very slowly a proud silence of mountains, touched by touching what never to be comprehended miracles, conversing with trees fearlessly, and fire and rain and all creatures, and each strong, faithful thing. As when the man comes to a where, tremulous with despair, and a when, luminous with dissolution, into all fearfulness comes out of omnipotence. As when he enters a city, and solemnly his soul descends, every wish covers its beauty in tomorrow. So I descended, and so I disguised myself. So, toward death's deification moving, I did not move. Bearded's cap slumps off. Mine, beardless, now stone, polished now darkliness, left turning down, the old skull floating, the old ghost shuffling, just in front of me in stink and glimmer, and from whom now forth creeps something timidly, a feeling tentacle cautiously, and which softly touch, trying fearfully how the polished, the slippery black, the, is it real? Dark. Amazedly and withdraws, diminishes, wilting. Right turn. As we enter the place, I look up. Over all us, a polished slab, reflecting upside, calm move, unmoving rad down. Now a pit. Here. Yes. Under a prism-shaped transparency, lined to varnish to the waist, forcelessly shot right claw, left fin unshot limply, and a small, not intent head, and a face without wrinkles, and reddish beard. One appearing quickly uniform shoves our singleness into two, yanks bearded to the inside, pushes to the outside me, and is on around thee, the prism pit movingly, comrade thee move, within a neck-high wall, in a groove which surrounds the prism, stands at the prism's neuter pole, a human being, alive, silent, with a real rifle. comrades revolve, wheel, wheel. Now I am somehow, for a moment, on the inside, alone. Growls another soldier, right-turning us, who leaves the place, whose walls irregularly are splotched with red frieze, leaves the dumb, saccharine, poor bowel ripeness of stink. We climb, and climbing, we're out. Certainly, it was not made of flesh. And I have seen so many waxworks which were actual. Some ludicrous, more horrible, most both. So many images whose very unaliveness could liberate his, invent being, or what equally disdains life and unlife. I have seen so many better gods or stranger, many mightier, deeper puppets, everywhere and elsewhere, and perhaps in America, and for instance, in Coney Island. Death masked as Santa Claus strolling. Angry voices off stage. Death, I've got him now. Enter Santa Claus masked as Death. Running. Hello there, what's your hurry? Santa Claus. Help, quick, for mercy's sake. They're after me. Death. After you? After me, yes, they're coming. Who's coming? Everybody. Why? It's the accident. Accident? To the miners in the mine. Miners? Wheel miners. Are you crazy? I don't know. Will you tell me something? Tell you what? Does a wheel mine exist or doesn't it? A wheel mine? Yes. Don't be ridiculous. You mean it doesn't exist? Exist? Of course not. In other words, a wheel mine is non-existent, isn't it? Perfectly. Oh, then tell me, how can it maim? How can it mutilate? How can it turn mere people into monsters? Answer me, how? My friend, you've forgotten something. Namely, that people, like wheel mines, don't exist. Two negatives, you know, make an affirmative. Now, if I may be allowed to analyze, do you want to die? I die? Ha, 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 ha. How could death die? Death? Didn't you know? I'm going mad. You tell me, whatever you are, death or the devil, tell me, how can I prove I'm not to blame for the damage caused by an accident which never happened to people who are non-existent? You can't. My God, but what am I going to do then? Do? Why, my dear fellow, it looks to me as if you'd have to prove you don't exist yourself. But that's absurd and tragic, yet a fact. So make it snappy, Mr. Santa Claus. Exit. From the opposite direction, enter Mom, furious. A little girl follows. Voices. There he is! Grab him! Listen, Mr. Science! You're going to hang for this! Santa Claus. What do you mean? You know what we mean! Why, who do you think I am? Think? We don't think. We know. You're science. Science? Science, the crook who sold us stuck in a wheel mine. Science, the beast who buries men alive. Santa Claus, stop. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all a mistake. I am not science. Wheel mines don't exist. And as for burying people alive, that's nonsense. Voices. We say you're science. Down with science. Santa Claus. Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, if you all have been deceived by some imposter, so have I. If you all have been tricked and ruined, so have I. And so is every man and woman, I say. I say it and you feel it in your hearts. We are all of us no longer glad and whole. We have all of us sold our spirits into death. We are all of us the sick parts of a sick thing. We have all of us lost our living honesty. And so we are all of us not anymore ourselves. Who can tell truth from falsehood anymore? I say it and you feel it in your hearts. No man or woman on this big, small earth. How should our sages miss the mark of life and our most skillful players lose the game? Your hearts will tell you as my heart has told me. Because all know, and no one understands. Though we are all so very full of knowing that we are empty, empty of understanding. But by that emptiness I swear to you, and if I lie, ladies and gentlemen, hang me a little higher than the sky. All men and every woman may be wrong, but nobody who lives can fool a child. Now I'll abide by the verdict of that little girl over there, with the yellow hair and the blue eyes. I'll simply ask her who I am. And whoever she says I am, I am. Is that fair enough? Voices. Okay, sure, why not? Fine, a swell idea. The kid will tell him who he is, all right. Everybody knows. Santa Claus. Silence. To child. Don't be afraid. Who am I? Child. You are Santa Claus. Voices. Santa Claus! Ha, 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 ha! There ain't no Santa Claus! Santa Claus.